All right, today is Daf Dalid in Bava Basra. We are on the bottom of the Gimel Amud Beis, right? The second to last line, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking yet about Hordas. Hordas has just, he took over the king. He was a Chashmonai Eved, and he rose to power. If you look in Josephus, he explains the entire convoluted way that that Hordas rose to power. He sided himself with Mark Antony, and then he became the governor of the Galilee, and then he took lots of machinations in order for Hordas to become the king. Anyway, so Amar, Hordas said to himself, "Man darish mikerev achicha tasim alecha melech." Who are the people who made the drasha that about a king has to be mikerev achicha, has to be, you know, pure blood Jewish. He can't be a guy. The king has to be purely Jewish. And because again, Hordas is an Eved. He's not purely Jewish. He's an Idumean, the son of an Idumean slave. So, who made this drasha that basically says that he really cannot be king? It's Rabbanan. It was the Rabbanan. They were the ones who made this drasha. So, kam v'katlinu l'kul Rabbanan. He got up and he killed all the Rabbanan. The Tosfos points out that this is really a lashon guzma. It's right at the bottom of Tosfos. Lav dafka l'kulu. It's not all of them. The ha'abu b'nei b'seira shayin nisiyin kish'ala hilo mi'bavel. The Gemara in Pesachim talks about that Hillel came from Bavel and all the B'nai B'Seir were there. So you see that at least the B'nai B'Seir were around. And the other people, other points out that he only killed the Chachamim that were in the Sanhedrin because he didn't want to be done a denmis on him because he killed Hyrcanus. Right? He killed King Hyrcanus, so he didn't want to have a denmis on him. So it's not necessarily that as other non-traditional scholars point out, it's a typical Talmudic exaggeration when he said kol chacham. He killed a lot of the chacham. Anyway, so kam v'katlu l'kul rabbanan shafki l'bava ben buta. He kept alive bava ben buta l'mishkal etzimine. He kept bava ben buta close to him so he can elicit some advice from him. But what did he do? He blinded bava ben buta. Ahadilei klila diyali nakrina le'enai. He put, I think it's a porcupine, a crown of porcupine pins around his head, and he blinded his eyes. I'm not sure how else to explain it. Rashi says it's Hanaka Mitagmin Yalav who sherets Shekorin Hurtsun Visaro Kasha Kimachtin. Its hair is like sharp like with needles. But Aslo Atara Maoro Sivivos Eina. But he put like this crown around his eyes, so it blinded him. Okay? So he blinded Baba Bambuta. Yomachad Asav Yasav Kame. So one day, again, Baba Bambuta is blind, so Hordas comes and sits next to him. And Baba Bambuta doesn't know who it is. So Amar, Hordas says to him, he's trying to trick Baba Ben Buta now, because he wants to see, you know, that he was right to kill the Rabbanan. Chazi Mar, Hai Abdu Bisha Maika Oven. He says, what should we do about this terrible Eved, this guy Hordas, who killed the Chachamim, right? What should we do about him? So Amar Leh, Baba Ben Buta says back to him, Ma Abid Leh, what can I do? What am I supposed to do? So Amar Leh, so Herod says back to him, Nil Taye Mar, we should curse him. So Amar Leh, so Baba Ben Buta says back, it says the pasuk in Kohelas. I don't know why he quotes the pasuk in Kohelas. It says, "Gam bin ma'adocha melech al tikalil." You're not supposed to curse a king. I mean, the whole thing is weird because you're going to see later. He says it's only the amcha. So what's Baba Ben Buta saying? First of all, why is he only quoting a pasuk in Kohelas? So Amar Leh, Hailav Melechu. He's not really. Hordas says back to him, he's not a king. He's an eved. He's pasul malchus. Right? He only took it by force. Josephus also describes the battle that he took in. He took a king with 6,000 infantrymen, and he surrounded Yerushalayim, and he took it. So, just talks about how he used to send gifts to Mark Antony and Cleopatra. He was friends with them. It's interesting to put the two together. So, so he says, Amar Leh, so he says back to him, Haila Melechu. So, Amar Leh, the Lebe Asher Be'alma. Well, he's a wealthy guy, and by an usher it also says, Ksiv, Bechadri Mishkavcha, Al Tikal Asher. Usher, you're not supposed to curse a wealthy person. Ve'lo Yeh El Nasi. And then he says, and even if he's not a king, at least he's a Nasi. Uksiv, Ve'nasi Be'am Chalosar. You're not allowed to curse a Nasi. So Amar Leh, so Hordas says back to him, what are you talking about? It says, "Benasi ba'amcha, ba'ose masa amcha." It has to be someone who does mitzvos like a regular Yisrael. That's only nasi and not allowed to curse. V'hai, but this guy Herod, lav ose masa amcha. He's a Russia, so you're allowed to curse him. So Amar Leh, Baba Ben Buta says back, you know what? Mistafinu minei. I'm scared. Maybe he's going to hear that I cursed him, and he's going to kill me. So Amar Leh. So Hordas, who's hiding, doesn't know who it is. Amar Leh, leke inisht azil the lemele. There's nobody who's going to hear that you cursed him. The anava atya sivna. It's just you and me who are sitting here. So Amar Leh, basically, Baba Buddha says, "Bad, the walls have here." Amar Leh, ksev the pasuk says in Kohelas ki opa shemayim yolich es hakol ubak nafayim yogi davar. The bird is going to bring the words around. I mean, word gets out. If I curse, words gets out. Either me or you, someone's going to slip up. So now finally Hera reveals himself. Amalei Anahu, I am Hordus. I have yadana the Zahari Rabban Kulai Hai. Had I known that the Chachamim were so careful with their words and so careful with their actions, Lo Haba Katlinilhu, I wouldn't kill them. I would not have killed them. Hashta Matakante Dahu Gavra. So what am I supposed to do as a kapara? I just killed the Chachamim. What should I do as a kapara? So Amalei, so Baba and Buddha says back. Excuse me, who, meaning you, Herod, Kiba Oroshel Olam, you put out the light of the world by killing the Chachamim, Dixid, Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or, the Torah is the light, the Chachamim of the Torah, and you killed them. Yelef Yasuk Ba Oroshel Olam, so go deal with the light of the world, meaning go build a Beis HaMidosh, Dixiv, regarding the Beis HaMidosh, it says, Minaharu Elab Kol Goyim, all the Goyim will go there to be Nene from the Or, from the light of the Beis HaMidosh. Some say, this is what Bavan Buddha said. Who, meaning you, Herod, Sima Eino Shel Olam, you blinded the world, the eyes of the world, by killing the Chachamim. Diksiv, because this is actually by Sanhedrin that makes a mistake. V'haya ime Eine Ha'eda Nesel Hashkaga, if those with the eyes of the nation make a mistake, meaning that the Sanhedrin, again, this pasuk also seems to be the source of the Ben Yoyada, who says that he only killed the Sanhedrin, because it's talking about the Sanhedrin, right? The Chomer could call the Einayim. So what's your tshuva? Yelech b'yisasek b'eino shel olam. Go deal with the eye of the world, meaning the capital of the world is not Times Square, it's the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim. Diksiv hineni mechalal es mikdashi gaon uschan machmar einechem. So you see that the Beis HaMikdash is considered the machmar ayin. It's considered the eye. So go deal with that. So Amalei, so Horda says back to Bava Ben Buta, Mistafinu mimalchusa, I'm scared from the Romans. Basically, he was a vassal to the Romans, so he needed, whenever he wanted to do something, massive capital expenditure, I guess he would need to take rishus, permission from the Romans, and he doesn't want to do it without getting permission from Rome. Mistafinu mimalchusa. So Amalei, so Bava Ben Buta says to him, you know what? Shadar shlicha. Go send a shliach to Rome, right, to ask permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Lazel Shata, it'll take him a year to get there. Ula Akiv Shata, and then they'll deliberate about the whole thing for a year. The Lahadar Shata, and then it'll take a year to come back. It'll be 3 years by the time you really get an answer. And in the meantime, Adahaki Bahaki Sasate Bani Slay. In the meantime, you'll knock it down and you'll build it, right? So Abihaki. So that's what Hordus did. So what happened? Shalchulei, so after 3 years, the Romans send back to Hordus to put their answer. Im lo sisarta, if you have not yet knocked it down, al tistor. Don't knock it down. Well, why the Romans care about not knocking it down? So the Maharsha explains, because it's a pasuk. Pasuk says, that by the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it's the halvanon ba'adir yipol, that only a king is supposed to be able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So they didn't want Hordus to knock down the Beis HaMikdash, because he's not really a king. Because the Romans were Dorish the Basuk, that only a real king can knock it down, and Hordus was really a slave, so he can't be the one to destroy it. But Hordus isn't destroying the Beis HaMikdash, he's you know, so strong as Livnos in this instance. So he says, Im lo satarta al tistar, the im satarta al tivni, don't build it, the im sasarta uvanisa, sorry, im lo satarta al tistar, right, the im satarta, if you knock it down, al tivni, then, you know, once it's destroyed, don't build it up again. But the im sasarta uvanisa, but if you did it already, if you try to trick us and you already did it, you knocked it down and you built it, Avid Bisha, you're a bad slave, right? Avid Bisha, Basar the Avid Mismachim, because after you do, you're going to do what you want and then you're going to ask permission for it, and kids do it all the time. Can I do X, Y, and Z? You say, no, I did it already. What type of vassal is that? What are you asking permission for? Im Zayin Chalach, if you think that you're such a king because you have all these soldiers, first of all, the soldiers were Roman, but you have all these soldiers, he says, Sifrach Khan, you should know that we have your Sefer Yuchsin for all to see sitting here in Rome, right? You think that you're so big that you're the king because you killed the Chashmonaim, he killed the last Chashmonai king. We know from here we have your Sefer Yuchsin, Lo Recha Velo Barach Hordus. You're not Recha, the Gemara's saying, means you're royalty, you're not royalty, you're not the son of royalty, rather Abda Kal Nabis Abed. You're just an Ebed who through, you know, royal politics somehow managed to make his way up. So they scolded him. So my Recha, what does Recha mean, which we explain as Malchus? So he says Malchus, it means royalty. The Ksiv, this is in Shmuel Beis, after Yoab ben Tsruya kills Avner ben Ner. So David says, Anochni hayom rach umashuach melech. He says, today I am the rach, I'm the royalty, umashuach melech. Right, it says, if today I was appointed king, therefore I can't punish Yoav. He talks that over there. The end, Shlomo Melech kills Yoav, even though Yoav runs to the Mizbeach, David gives a tzavah that you have to kill. A couple of things that David commanded Shlomo, one of the things was to kill Yoav, even to take him off from the Mizbeach. So the Evi is Eim HaMehach, or you can say that we learned that the word Racha, Recha, means royalty from the following. As it says, by Yosef, by Yikru'u Lefan of Avrich. They called him Avrich, Lashon Racha, which means that he was royalty. Now the Gemara says, Amri, they said, Misha lo ra'a binyan Hordas, whoever never saw the house that Hordas built, the base of Nisha Hordas built, lo ra'a binyan na'mi yamav. He never saw a building. This was the most beautiful building. So Amma b'may banye, what did he build it? Amma rabba ba'avne shisha u'miramra. So these are green and white stones. Ikad amri ba'avne kuchla, with blue stones, shisha miramra, that they were blue stones that looked they looked like sand. They looked green. They looked white. All these beautiful colors. I don't think that's what it means. How does it translate like that? Blue and green and white. Yeah, blue, green, white. Up at Safa ba'ayil Safa, and he sort of did it like in a layered way, that one layer of stones was in, one layer of stones was out, in a layered way. Ki hechid in the kabel sida. Somehow this allowed the cement to settle, and therefore nothing it wouldn't fall, right? And now Hordas, he wanted to make the entire building gold plated. He wanted to plate the whole thing with gold. But Amrulei Rabbanan, Rabbanan said to him, you know, Shapke, you should not plate with gold. Which Rabbanan? If he killed all the Rabbanan, who's giving him the advice? So Amrulei Rabbanan, Shapke, the Hachi Shapar Tve, this way is better. It looks like waves. It's pretty. It looks like waves. I think, is that what it says over there? It looks like the waves. It's beautiful way. It looks like the waves, and that has an effect on the people who see it. It has this beautiful effect on the people. So the Gemara, basically, the whole reason why we brought this in was to always mention that you can't knock down a shul unless you have another shul. So Ubav and Busa Hichi Abirachi. How do you do that? Now, that's still not the question here. The question here, though, is how can you give advice to Hordas, who's a Rasha? How do you give advice to a Rasha? The Hamar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Rabbi Yehuda says, name of Rav, Vitema Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Vipnei Ma Ne'enash Daniel. Why was Daniel punished? Vipnei Shehesi Eitza L'Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel gave advice to Nebuchadnezzar after Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that bad things would happen to him. So Daniel gave him advice by telling him, Lehein Malka, right, really you are the king, Malki Yishpar Lach, I have a good advice for you, the Chata'och B'tzitka Puruk, V'abayos B'michin Anyan. You want to get rid of the evil decree on you, you should be poda your sin with staka, and you should take care of the aniyim. Hain to have archa lishel vasech, and then you'll have you'll be saved from the evil. Uksiv kula mita on Nebuchadnezzar malka. It says that the entire dream of evil things that was going to happen to Nebuchadnezzar happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Uksiv, but nevertheless, it didn't happen to him right away. Rather, liksos yarkin treyasar, because he did what Daniel told him, he delayed it for 12 months. Right, so the eitza of Daniel lengthen the days of Nebuchadnezzar by a year. Okay? So the Gemara is going to soon afterwards prove that Daniel got punished. But assuming Daniel got punished, how was Bava ben Buta able to give advice to Herod? So Ebi is aim up, right, so we answered before, but the base of Midrash was different, right? Either it was falling down, or Mikdash was different, right? Or Malchusah was different. Okay. Ebi is aim shani avil yichai b'mitzvos. Maybe you can say that here it's different. You're not allowed to give Eitzah to a Russia, a Goyish Russia, but here is an Eved. Now, albeit he's not Jewish, but he was still an Eved, he was an Eved Kanani, I guess, and therefore he was Chayav and Mitzvos like a woman. So you can give advice to him, right? Like we answered before, maybe the Beis Hamidrash is different. Listen, you got to do what you got to do in order to get the Beis Hamidrash. Apparently, the Beis Hamidrash was a state of disrepair, and he saw a green light, an opening to get the Beis Hamidrash to be refurbished in a nice way. So that's why it was permitted. But the Gemara asks, "V'Daniel minolan di'ianosh?" How do we know that Daniel was punished? Elim maybe you can say it's because the pasuk says in Megillas Esther, but Tekra Esther lehasach. Esther calls hasach. V'Amarav hasach said Daniel. That hasach is Daniel. So, fine. So Hasach is Daniel. How does that prove that he's punished? So what does Hasach mean? Hani klaman damar chatsachuhu shechatsachuhu migudulaso. If Hasach means that they chopped him down from his god, from his gedula, again, he was an advisor in the Babylonian, the Persian courts, and now they chopped him down from that gedula, right? So then he's punished. Elaman damar shekol dibrei malchus nechtachin alpiv. According to my damar, says Hasach means he was the advisor, and everything that he said it was listened to. Ma'ikla Memra. Where was the punishment? I don't know if he was the advisor, wanted just to tell Ahasuerus not to kill, to kill all the Jews. I don't understand that. So, the punishment was that he was thrown into the lion's den. Okay, he was saved, but just, I guess, the actual fear of being thrown, of being, you know, embarrassed and thrown into this lion's den, left for dead, that was the punishment for Daniel. Okay? Akan, the story of King Herod. I think he also met a violent death in the end. He was, right, Josephus. Yeah, and all these. They took away his support, and then they came in. There was all. We read very, the Josephus reads, but the Josephus is not even, he's not, an eyewitness report. It's based on Herod's, had a scholar also, had a historian also, and Josephus took, just, Josephus lived after, yeah, sort of times of destruction, so Josephus took a lot of the reports that from, Herod must have had some sort of royal scribe, and then he took it from there. I forgot the name of that scribe. Okay. Next. So the Mishnah said that people, the Shudvin who want to make a mechitza, and then we said a kol kamil medina. So Gemara asks, "Hakol l'suyemai." What does a kol come to include? Like, so you ask for the nihigah behutz bedafna. It comes to exclude a place that makes hutz bedafna. They use the, I guess, I think it's like shrubbery they use to make the wall. That's enough. Even in this type of place, that is that's enough to be a minhag medina. And that's, this is the raya that we said on Sunday that Tosfos has, that the minimum amount is hutz bedafna. Otherwise, you would have said hakol l'suyemai what? Hakol l'suyemai whatever the minhag is. The kol only comes to include the tzibadafna. Tosfos says that's the minimum wall that you can build. You can't build anything less. And again, we said that the Ramban was cholik on that. It says even if the minhag is less, you can use it. Lepichach, the Gemara Mishnah then says, Lepichach, therefore, im napal hakosel, if the wall falls down, hamakom avanim shnehem. The hamakom and the avanim belong to both of them. So the Gemara says, and we saw this in Tosfos also, pshita, it's pasha. They both build it, and it falls down, it belongs to both of them. So he goes, somehow when the wall fell, it fell completely to its side, and it all fell into one of their rishus, into one of their property. Inami, or before we came to a judgment, one of them quickly went and brought all of the stones into his rishus, and now that person claims that it's all his, right? Because chazaka, it's in his property, it's mine. You would have me to say that the other guy, the second guy, should be motzi chaveira from the chazaka of the first guy, and therefore we'd have to bring a raya to prove that the avonim belong to him. Kamash malan, that's not the case. That we have a chazaka that both of them built it, and therefore you don't have the chazakas that both built it, and therefore you don't have to be motzi chaveira. Again, Tosfos and Rishonim say that maybe he's talking about, it must be talking about a case where it was there for a long time. And if because shutin lo kapti adadi, some say since what's the happening? If shutin lo kapti adadi, then there's no muzakas to begin with. He's not being close to anything. It's as if I have permission, right? We mentioned that also at the end above Metzia. We mentioned a granat that said that shutin lo kapti adadi could mean that there's no tisa because if I don't mind that you have your stuff upon me, that means I'm not topis it. So Tosfos says that we're talking about a case where it fell and stood for a very long time, and therefore he has a migo. Migo, he said that he bought it, and the kamash malan is it's a migo b'makom edim because we have an anan sahadi that they both built it together because that's how Tosfos explains it. Okay, that's Tosfos on that base. Next, the chayin begina. We also and so too, but in a gina in a garden. Which we say, Gina, we say, is a place that's more susceptible to Hezekriah, as opposed to a Bikr, which is less susceptible to Hezekriah. The Chayin Begina, Makom Shenogel, Ligdur Mechayven also. So to a Gina, if it's a Makom that has a Minog to make a wall, you make the wall in the Gina as well. So Gemara says, Hagupa Kasha. The Mishnah itself, it seems to be self-contradictory. Amart, we said, Mishnah says, Chayin Begina, Makom Shenogel, Ligdur Mechayven also. In a place where the Minog is to make a Geder, then you force them to make the Geder. Hastama. But the inference is, Hastam, meaning there is no, if there's no minhog to make together, Hastama, ain't the chayv also. We don't force them to make together a wall in the Gina. But Ema Seifa, we'll look at the Seifa says, about Bika, when it comes to a Bika, Malkum Shanog Nu Shalol Ligdor Ein Mechayv also. Only if it's a place where they don't have a minhog, are we not Mechayv them to make together. But Hastama, but if it's a Malkum that doesn't have a minhog, Mechayv also, then we wouldn't make them. So basically that, we say, the inference of the mission is, a stam gina, no, you don't force them. Stam bika, you do force them, which doesn't make sense if a gina is more susceptible to hezekriah. So the Gemara says, "Hash the stam gina amar to lo." A stam gina, you say you don't have to. Stam bika mi boy. A stam bika, you would think that you wouldn't have to, and now we're saying that you do have to. Why would you have to do in a stam bika if you don't have to in a stam gina? So Amar Abaye answers Hachikamar. This, if you reinterpret the words of the Mishnah, read the Mishnah like this: Bichein stam gina. So too in a stam gina. Meaning in a stam gina, when there's no minhag, then it's like a chatzir that we mentioned in the Reisha, which has a chiyuv to make this it's a makom ligdor, because it's heavy hezegriya. And then the Mishnah continues, makom shenogu ligdor rebikah mechayiv also. And in the bikah where the makom is to be go there, then you mechayiv him. So Rabbi says that can't be. Imkein my aval. The pasuk says aval the bikah. The way Abaye interprets the word, it was but. There's no but here when it comes to the bikka. So Rava interprets the Gemara this mission this way. Amalei Rava, Ella Amar Rava, Hachi Katani. This is the kavanah of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says v'chein begina makom shenogu ligdor. The kavanah is not to tell me that if it's you only have to do it in a gina that's nogu ligdor. Meaning v'chein stam gina, a regular gina is kimakom shenogu ligdor dami. It's similar. Like a chatzer, which is a makom shenogu ligdor. A stam gina is makom shenogu ligdor. The only time in a gina you wouldn't if it's makom shenogu ligdor. Right? Umechaibin also. Aval stam bika, however, a stam bika, that's kemakom shenogu dami. That's similar to a case of a minhag that there was no ged there. There's no minhag to do to make the wall. The emechaibin also. And therefore, in a stam bika, unless you have the minhag to build in the bika, you don't have to. But if you don't have the minhag to build in the gina, you would have to. The only time in a gina you wouldn't is if the minhag is not to build. Have to have an express minhag against it. Okay? Next. Mishnah says, Ela imratza, right, we said that if it's by bika, right, what the Mishnah said, it's in a bika, and they don't have to, and he still wants to do it anyway, what does he do? He is, Ela imratza konos tok shalom bone. He also chazetz mibachutz. He brings the wall into his own rishus, and he builds the wall into his own rishus, and he makes a chazetz. The Gemara asks, my chazetz. What is a chazetz? That the chazetz is some sort of sign that proves that one guy built the wall and not the other guy. So Amar Rav Huna, Achbele lekarne levar. What you do is on the outside, meaning facing your shutaf, away from you, you make some sort of like a knipple, so to speak, on the wall. You sort of have you add some extra cement on the wall, so it's an extra. It has a picture up here. Just an extra layer of cement on the outside. It's not flush with the rest of the wall, so it's bullied. It extends out, so you can see. But he's saying that you do it levar, on the outside, meaning facing your friend's property. The Nava Milagav, so the Gemara says, well, why don't you do it facing you, on your side, not to the side of the shutaf. So he says, because if you do it on your side, avid chavi namin levar. The other guy would then also, you know, come at night and put the chassis up on his side. For Amr de Diva de Yehu, and I say it's both, I'm a shutaf. I put it up also. Look, I have a chassis. You have a chassis, I have a chassis. The Gemara says, "Ihachi hashtanami gaiz lechavri." Well, if you put it on his side, and we're worried about a ramai over here, maybe we'll just knock it off, right? Here's the wall, there's an extra piece over here. He'll come over with a chisel, and we'll knock it off. And I say, "Oh, it's no chazus. That means it belongs to both of us." So he goes, "So ihachi hashtanami gaiz lechavri." The Amr didibididihu. So Gizuza made the yada. You can tell if something was attached to a stone wall or some type of wall. You can tell if it was chiseled off. You can see the marks. So, Igad Amri, others say, opposite, Amar Rav Huna, Michpa Lekarne Milagav. You do it facing inside. I have a Nebeli Labar, do it facing the outside. Someone says, no, you can't do it facing outside. Goyiz Lechabri, Amar Nidibidihu, because then he's going to chop it off. Ihachi Hashanami, Laif Lechabri. Maybe if you do it on your side, your friend will also put it up on his side. But Amar Nidibidihu, so he says, Lipupa Meida Yadi. Somehow, it's recognizable if the extra chazus is put up not at the same time of construction. Because you can tell if it's not done at the exact same time, the material is not exactly flush, it doesn't exactly match. I don't know, you tell me if you can make it look, usually it's nowadays, you can make it look like one thing. But I guess then they couldn't make it to look exactly the same way, so you would know. The Gemara says, okay, fine. But the Mishnah said, hi, osa chazus mibachutz, because you make it on the outside, the chazus on the outside, katani. So the Gemara says, kasha, you're right, that's a kasha. But Tosfos points out, it is not a tiyufta. Right, the second last tosel. So, hami b'chuskan kasha, but tiyufta ena. It's not tiyufta. The matzin lemeimar. We could say hainu shabol chutzachom mikol makom kasha he. Im came mikhutza. Habli mistake. It's still a kasha on the lashon, but you can answer the question. Sorry, he says it's not a tiyufta. There's a way to answer it. Okay. So now Rav Yochanan gives another idea of how to make the chazitz. Rav Yochanan Amar nishaye ba'amta min labar. I think what you do on the top level, on the top portion of the wall, right? Rashi says, you put, like, I guess the cement, was it Titus lime or cement, are the top layer of the cement facing one way or the other. So there's a difference. It looks different on the top. So the Gemara says, milavar, doing it on the outside, facing your friend. Benevel milagav, why don't you do it facing you? So he says, because abit chavi milavar, vomer didibidihu, because he'll do it on the other side, and I'll say, we both built it. Ihachi hashtanami, the kopile in the chavi, so he'll just chisel it off. So he says, vomer didibidihu, and it's mine and your, didibidihu, it's mine and it's yours. Kilupa made yadia. Now, if you chop off the lime on the top, it's going to be recognizable that it was chopped off, and you'll know. So now the Gemara says, fine, that's all good if we're dealing with like a brick or a stone wall. What about, we just said, a kol kamina gavadina comes to include hutza. Hutza is like shrub. So what do you do? How do you do it to make, how do you make a chazitz with hutza? So hutza, right, how do you make a chazitz? Amar of Nachman, sinupe yirethi milavar. What's sinupe yirethi milavar? I think it means you braid it. Way Rashi says it, Roshei hahutzim yoshev l'tzad sdei chavero, u'kishayat sonev hahutzah kishayichola echad v'yitein es chavero yisnefeno mibachutz. I think you braid it. Right, okay. It's woven or braided in a way, so on the outside they're all this way, and you can tell, you can make a chazis. So he says, but you do it milavar, facing your friend. Then nevim milagav, why don't you do it facing inside you? Because he says, avin nami chavir milavar. Because then that way, then he'll braid the other side, facing him, v'amar, and he'll say, didi b'didehu. So ihachi, that we're worried about this Ramos, hashtanami gayez v'shadile. Maybe he'll just chop off the little pieces, I don't want to say maybe he'll just unbraid it, maybe he'll just cut off the sides, you know, of the, he'll trim the sides. Right? So hashtanami gayez v'shadile, v'amar didi b'didehu. So he says, mashik leitina. What you do is you put some lime at the end of the woven portion, right? You put some lime there, so when he chops it off, it'll be recognizable, I guess, somehow that the lime came off. So hashtanami, the Gemara says, so what? Hashtanami asal chaver b'kolor play. Even if there's lime there, he'll chop it off. What's the difference? He'll knock it off. So the Gemara says kilufa made the other. Knocking off the lime is recognizable. Rabbi says no. When it comes to hutza, let's say the kante alabishtara. You can't make a chazitz by hutza. The only way you can prove that you have that this was yours is because you have to have a star. Well, how do you make the star here? You have to have das mechayim to make the star. So who? What?
Survey.
Right. The survey. Okay. So that goes. He goes to get a title report. I guess he gets some sort of title report. But it can't be a real star. Like a real star says, "I owe you this," and the star is aidless. But here, whatever. So. Let's look at the kind of El Mishtara. Okay, and then the Mishnah says, again, we're talking about in a Bikka, about Im Asum Hashneim. Again, a Bikka, Stam Makom, is not to build a wall, but they decide on their own that they want to build a wall. Im Asum Hashneim, we said they put the wall in the middle, and they make a chazis, Mikana Mikana. They make a chazis on both sides. The Gemara says, Amalei Rava Mi Pirizika Lirvashi, Lo Yasu Zevelose. Why did they both to make a chazis? Have neither to make a chazis. Chazis just proves one's the owner. If there's no chazis, or no one, you can't prove either. So Amalei lo tzricha. The only reason why we need this is the kadum chaminai ba'avididei. One of them got up there and made the chazis on the outside. V'ilo avichavrei amridideihu. And now we're talking about the Ramai, is the guy who makes the chazis. So the second guy has to put the chazis, so in order that it won't be taken away from him. So Gemara says, v'tana takanta l'Ramai kamashmalan. The Mishnah's coming to give us a takana against Ramos. Well, that's not the way of the Mishnah. What are we talking about? Amalei, Reish lapta kana l'mayhu. The Reish is also, so you make a chazis because you're worried about the Ramai. So Amalei, I'm not sure I understand this answer. Amalei says, no, Bishlamar Reish. Reish is understand. I understand why you have the takana, because tana dina umishum dina tana takanta. The Reish, there's no kasha, because the ikar of the din, the Reish is teaching us, is that the bikkur, you don't have to make a get there. And agav that, it taught us that if one of them built it, he should make a chazis to save himself from the Ramayim. So it taught the din and a prescriptive way to protect yourself. Ela Seifa Dina Katani the Katani Takanta. Is the Seifa teaching us a din? In that Ag of the din, it should teach me a Ramos. The Seifa is a Dover Pashut, right? If they both want to, they put the wall in the middle. So there's no new Chiddush din here to teach us what it is. So it can't be that the Mishnah is only coming to teach us a Takanta for the Ramayim. I don't know. So therefore what? And therefore what? Why should the Mishnah say anything? So the Gemara answers, Amar Ravina, read what's going on here. Hacha v'hutze. We're talking about, in the sefer, we're talking about a mechitza of hutzim. right? Askinan and lafuke mida Abaye, and it's come to go against the shita that Abaye presented. Damar hutzi less tekana el b'shtara. Who said that? He says that hutzi only has tekana with a shtar. Kamash malan the bechaz sagi, that you can that even a hutzi you can make what's a hutzi? Even by a chutz, I don't have to read this. Kamash lan, even by mechitzav chutzah, bechazis sagi. Meaning, you can make a chazis, right, you can make a chazis by a chutzah wall, like Rav Nachman is holding a baye. So therefore, it's come and teaches a din, and once it's teaching you a din, it can teach you the takana for the Ramayim. Okay? I think that's how it goes. Okay. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah has a lot. What's the case in the Mishnah is the big thing. So let's read the Mishnah, and then we read the Mishnah, and we'll talk. The Gemara brings five ways of explaining a machlokes in the Mishnah. The question is, what is the Mishnah actually saying? Hamakiv is chaveri mishalof ruchosov. So we'll learn like Rashi. Rashi says like this. Look at Rashi. Guy surrounds his friend's field with three borders. Basically, Rashi's setup is that I have a field, and you surround my field completely. So what the outside guy did, is he built a wall around three of the borders, but not the fourth border yet. So that's basically what Rashi is saying happened here. Shekana gimel sadu 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 chaveru l'shloshes mitzera v'gadar eshloshtan v'nimsa sadeo shel emsoi zem mukaf mishalaf ruchosav. It's now surrounded or cordoned off on three sides. So the Gemara Mishnah says, right, hamakim shemim mishalaf ruchosav v'gadar esharishona. And they put up a get on the rishon. That's a shnei v'shashlishis. Ein mechayvin also. We're not mechayv the makim to pay for the to pay for the cost of putting up those three walls. Rashi again here says that we're talking about a bika, right? We're talking about a stam bika, which he says is makom shenagu so lo ligdor, because there's no problem of hezegriya, right? There's no positive problem, so he says it's not an issue of hezegriya. So Rashi and it's a Rashi in daf chaf and bava kama, where this mission comes up in the sugya of zenen and rezel ochaser. But Rashi says there, so why are you putting up the fence? We're putting up the fence to protect it from people trampling in the yard. And therefore, if the fourth wall is still open, you're not fully protected. So you have no benefit yet. Only Rav Yossi then comes and says, "Im amar begadar revius." According to now, we're going to say it's the nikuf. If the inside guy gets up and puts up the fourth wall, then megalgin alav esakol. Then we force him to pay for all four walls. Okay. So Rashi says we're talking about, and most Rishonim say we're talking about your fields on the inside, and you're making the walls between the fields, between the outer fields and the inner fields. And we're talking about a stam bika, which is makom shenog, which is lo nogu ligdor, because no problem has a griya, but the problem is because of the animals going back and forth. There's a Tosos that says that we're talking about, I think it's in Bava Metzia, the Tosos says that we're talking about where he made the gedder on the outside to protect it from the Rishus HaRabim. So the guy on the outside is putting, but that also protects. Again, there's no hezgeria issue because it's in a bika. But the outside walls will also protect the inside guy. Now no one can get there. I mean, the Rashba brings down all the shitas. He says yes, mi shapirish. He brings down, and the note says it's Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. The hamachi b'skaveru misholaf rechosav besadas begadav. We're talking about right beino ben stei chaveru, and he quotes the other man, the Amr, is from where? The Yesh Mefarshim, he says it's the Tosfos and Bava Kama, the Rimigash, the Ramban, and the Mochamos, they all say that it's talking about the outside. The Shita that's difficult to understand is the Shita of the Balamor. The Balamor says, I'll just read it to you, and it says, Hamakim is Chaveim Mishalaf Ruchosav, Perish, Kegon Shagadar Hachitzon, the outside guy, Shehu Hamakim Beino Beina Pnimi, he puts the wall between himself and the inside guy, right? Ubimakum Shenahagu Ligdor Rebika. It's a makom shenogu ligdor. So there's a hezekriya issue here. So the Balamor says that we're talking about here is hezekriya, and you only have to pay if the fourth wall goes up. So they also in the Balamor, what are you talking about? If the three walls go up, then you're protected from hezekriya on those three sides. What about the other? So the four side, but it's hezekriya on the three sides. Why would you only have to pay if the fourth wall goes up? So that's a whole tumult amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim how to explain the Shita of the Balamor. Okay, so let's just finish the Gemara. So, Rabbi Yossi, Amr Yamam, because it's Rabbi Yis, and Alas HaKov. So, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yossi. The Halacha like Rabbi Yossi, that if the fourth wall goes up, you have to pay for everything. The Amr, Im Amr, because it's Rabbi Yis, Magagin Lapsa Kol, Lo Shna Amr Nikaf, It doesn't matter if the Nikuf puts up the fourth wall, or even if the Makif puts up the fourth wall, then the Nikuf is chayav for all four. Why would the Nikuf be chayav if the Makif puts up all the walls? So the Ramban says, because he gets tahana. He's getting benefit. So if he said nene, v'zeh chaser, right, you have to pay for it. That's what they prove from this Mishnah. Itmar, so now the Gemara's going to bring, what is the machlokus between Tanakama and Rav Yossi? You may have just said that Rav Yossi is coming to add. You say, no, there's a machlokus between Tanakama and Rav Yossi. What's the machlokus? Five answers in the Gemara. That's what the machlokus is. Itmar, it said in the base of marriage, this is the machlokus. Rav Huna Amar, what does it mean, Megal Nasa Kol? Lefi Masha Gadar. Meaning, no, this is machlokus in the das of Rav Yosef. What's the nikuf chayav to pay? Rav Huna Amar Kol. Rav Huna says you have to pay Kol lefi Masha Gadar. You pay for the exact amount. If he puts up a gold wall, you have to pay for a gold wall. V'chi bar Rav Amar Hakol lefi to make Kanim Bezol. You only have to pay for the cheapest material. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Chia, right? Chia said that he has to pay to make Kanim Bezol, right? So Tanan Hamakif is Chabiyam Mishalosh Bechosav because the Rishonim Shneiv is the Shlishus Ein Mechayven Oso. How Revius puts up the fourth wall Mechayven Oso. That's clear in the Mishnah. Basically saying the deacon in the Mishnah is even the Tanakama agrees that only if he puts up the first three walls you have to pay. But the fourth wall goes up, you would have to pay. And Ema Seipa Rav Yossi Omer Im Amav Vegadus Revius Megagnol Avas Hakol. So now what's the Machlokus between these two? Both seem to agree that the fourth wall goes up, you have to pay. So Bishlam Ali Rav Huna, final point to Rav Huna, the Amar Hakol, what does Hakol mean by Rav Yossi Lefi Masha Gadarba? He has to pay the same value that was used. Gold pays for gold. Stone he pays for stone. In Tanakama sub Haina the Ika ben Tanakam Rav Yossi. Then we'll have a machlokus between Tanakam Rav Yossi. The Tanakama Sabar to make Kanim Bezol in Masha Gadar Lo. He would say only to make Kanim Bezol. And Rav Yossi would say the Galgal office call means of the value of what was put up. The Rav Yossi Sabra Hakol Lefi Masha Gadar El Chibar Rav. But according to Chibar Rav, who says Hakol, that when Yossi says Hakol is to make Kanim Bezol, Ma Ika Ben Tanakam Rav Yossi. Then what's the Machlokus Ben Tanakam Rav Yossi? If to make Kanim Bezol Lo Kahavilei, if the Chachamim are arguing that you don't pay to make Kanim Bezol, so Ma Kahavilei, what is he actually going to pay him? He's not paying him anything. So now we have five ways to answer this question. Ibais Emo, you can say number one, the Agunatira Ika Ben Ayu. It's whether or not you have to pay to make Kanim Bezol, or even a lesser amount, the amount you would have paid just to have a shomer, a watchman, watch the field. Right? This also seems to be watch the field. What would you have a watchman for, I guess, for the animals coming in and out? The Tanakama Sava argued that you were in to make Kanim Bezol. You would only have to pay the small amount to pay for the watchman, but not for the materials. For Rav Yossi Sava or not, you would pay to make Kanim Bezol. You would have to pay to make Kanim Bezol. That's number one. Number two. In all these cases, in case 1, 2, 3, and 4, Rav Yossi is the Machmir. Case 5, Rav Yossi is the Mekel. Interesting way the Gemara switches. Ibais Ema. Okay, we'll finish this. Ibais Ema, Rishona, Shniyah, Vishlishis, Ikabinayu. The Chalokas is regarding the first three walls. Tanakama, Sabar, Tanakama holds, Revius with the Yavle. That if the fourth wall goes up, then the Nikov only has to pay for the fourth wall. Ava Rishona, Shniyah, Vishlishis, Lo Yavle. He doesn't have to pay for the first three walls. Rav Yossi, Sabar, Rav Yossi, Sabar, Rishona, Shniyah, Vishlishis, Nami Havle. He wouldn't even have to pay for the first three walls. Ibais Ema, the third answer, Makif and Nikov, Ikabinayu. The Machlokas is, who puts up the wall? Tanakama Sabar Taima the Amma Nikuf. The only reason why he has to pay for all four walls is because the Nikuf, the inside guy, puts up the fourth wall, then the Magalgan Lavas Hakol. About Amma the Makif, but the Makif would put up the fourth wall. Ain't a notion Elo de Mei Revius. He would only have to pay for the fourth wall, because the fourth wall, Rashi explains, and also a lot of tumult on Rashi. Rashi says, because it's come din on the first three walls. He's already put up on the first three walls, he's only chayav for the fourth wall. Right? Ain't a notion Elo de Mei Revius. Rav Yossi Sabar Loshna Nikuf, Loshna Makif. It doesn't make a difference, the Nikuf and the Makif. E Amma Vegadar. If the fourth wall gets built, Magalgan Lavas Hakol. He has to pay for the whole thing. Lishna Achrina, or maybe it's a fourth. Wait, can I skip one? I'm good. Lishna Achrina, Makif and Ikav Igabinayu. Another one's in Makif Igabinayu, Tanakama Sabar. Tanakama would hold, Im Goder Makif Sarivius Nami Yovle. If the Makif puts up the fourth one, then you have to give him, then you have to pay for him. But Rav Yossi Sabar, Im Nikav, if the Nikav puts up the Rivius, who the Yovle, the Goliad died to the Nihale. That because it's Goliadas that he wants it there. Im Goder Makif, if the Makif puts up the wall, Lo Yovle Midi, then he wouldn't have to give him anything because there's no Giliadas over there. So I think it's probably four answers then. Okay? What? Four answers. Fine. Stop here. Right on the next. Right on time. Have a good day.